This is KCUR. I'm Michael Byers. This year marks the 100th anniversary of the birth of writer William S. Burroughs, an icon of the Beat movement who lived in Lawrence, Kansas from 1981 until his death in 1997. As a tribute, the Lawrence Arts Center is focusing some of its programming on Burroughs' work and influence, including a production of the 1950s musical The Nervous Set. For our monthly series, Director's Cuts, the Art Center's Artistic Director of Performing Arts, Rick Averill, spoke about the show and its venue with KCUR's Steve Walker.
Before we talk about The Nervous Set, can you describe the multidisciplinary mission of the Lawrence Arts Center for our listeners who may not have seen a concert or play or art exhibition there?
Yeah, the Lawrence Arts Center is a beautiful cooperative venture of the City of Lawrence and a nonprofit. There are really three tiers, though, to the Lawrence Arts Center. It's an education across all the arts discipline, educational institution, and it's a gallery, an exhibition institution, and then it's a performing arts center as well.
So on any given week, that place is bustling with artists of all kinds.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's wonderful for those of us who work there. I can go up. I started taking dance a few years ago because I could walk up to the studio and take some dance classes. And I've taken life drawing classes there. A lot of the artists come and attend the theater. It really is an opportunity. We do a lot of collaborative work. Some of the resident artists have done sets for us and that kind of thing.
So what goes into a decision about what a theater season at Lawrence Arts Center will look like?
Well, a couple of things. We have a dual mission, obviously, of both education and artistic excellence in performance. We have a curatorial team. That group gets together once a week and shares ideas and looks at proposals that come in from across the country. If we're looking at, like this year, for example, we decided to have an emphasis on William Burroughs. And as we were looking for musicals that might reflect the Beat Generation, we thought there must have been some musicals created in that time period, we came across The Nervous Set.
The Nervous Set is, I would say, fairly obscure.
Yes.
Piece that premiered in 1959 in St. Louis, had 23 performances or so on Broadway, and it's been described as a Beat jazz musical.
Yeah, it opened, it actually was developed at the Crystal Palace in St. Louis, under the direction of Jay Landesman himself. Jay and Fran Landesman were a husband and wife team. Jay had developed the Beat literary magazine, Neurotica, in the late 40s. He was living in the village, and it had enough issues to offend the U.S. Post Office censorship board so that it ran afoul of the censors. And it was really kind of a pivotal magazine for getting that Beat Generation rolling.
So the musical is really about the magazine and that time?
It's kind of like when a rock band gets together and everybody's really cohesive at first and they all love each other and they're doing something with cutting edge, and then they all start sleeping with each other and they all start fighting and they all start breaking up. So the whole thing starts to fall apart.
I want to talk about the casting, actually, because you've got Seth Golay, who's a known musical theater performer here in Kansas City, and then Megan Birdsall is really known as a jazz singer. Was she open to this challenge? Was this new to her?
Not entirely. You know, she taught theater for quite a while, and she comes to acting pretty naturally. Her dad's Jim Birdsall, of course, who's a great Kansas City actor. And she'd done some acting and some musical theater in the past. You know, Megan is perfect for this role. It's absolutely kind of built for her. And Seth has, as you know, I'm sure, Seth has an incredible voice. He did Three Penny Opera for me 2 years ago. Tom Picasso, who's also done some new theater and comes from the Kansas City area and came up through KU, he and Seth sing a song about New York, which trashes songs about New York. It's one of the highlights of the show. It's very, very funny.
We're so sick of hearing songs about New York.
I'm up to here.
I've had enough.
Amen.
Of all that old nostalgic guff, praising dear old Central Park and the skyline after dark.
Is Burroughs a character in this? Because you mentioned Jack Kerouac is.
He wasn't in the original script, but we have a scene where Kerouac and Ginsberg go looking for drugs and to the San Remo.
You took some poetic license with this because you wanted to get Burroughs in there because Burroughs lived in Lawrence. I mean, it goes full circle.
Yeah. It was, you know, who knows if this play goes on somewhere else, somebody may say, oh, we don't need that scene, you know. That has a few of my words in it. And there are a few other places, but really the writing is either from the original Broadway production or it is from the book, The Nervous Set, from the novel.
That was the Nervous Sets director, Rick Averill, speaking with KCUR's Steve Walker. The musical runs through October 18th at the Lawrence Arts Center. More information is on the web at kcur.org/arts.